Hello, you guys, and welcome to another session of 15 Minutes Live Podcast with John. And next to me is Angel.
Nice to see you guys.
Yes. So John and Angel is going to be with you tonight. And at 15 Minutes Live Podcast, we are encouraging our 15 Minutes Live fans to come and talk to us in English as much as possible. 其实中文也可以啦，因为我们这边呢，就是给我们的通勤家族跟我们的通勤粉丝呢，一个地方可以更亲密的跟我们老15 Minutes 的老师群接触之外呢，还可以用最自然的方式，有最自然的环境使用你的英文。 So it's okay to work it bilingual, right? If you don't know what to say, you can use Mandarin Chinese and we will help you out. Alright, but rememberfifteenmins.today, 通勤学英语 is all about using English naturally and learning it the natural way too. So tonight, let's move on to our segment, recent segment that we started over at November. Now we have a segment called Podcaster Time. Angel, you know why we have a segment called Podcaster Time?
Because we want to let our fans know that there are different kinds of podcast shows in Taiwan.
Yes, because 大家都可能不知道，通勤学英语呢，或者是在这个直播室呢，其实这只是我们其中一个单元哦。直播室是一个单元，我们现在都会在把大家的互动啊，跟这些去录下来，因为我们有很多通勤家族呢，现正可能在哄小孩，可能在像刚刚 Fly 一样，他可能要去上班，可能在健身房啊等等的不方便参与，就是跟我们开口说英文的这个活动，这个是单元哦。所以我们其实呢，在通勤学英语呢是 Podcast 起家的一个 Podcast 节目，对。然后今年呢，我们也会慢慢的去延伸呢我们的触角，然后呢，今天呢，在最近呢，我们就尝试了这个 podcast time 这个时段，然后让大家能够接触更多不同台湾有趣的 podcast。这样子，那我们今天晚上呢，就来直接进行我们的 podcast time。我们今天晚上的本日嘉宾就是我们的政大女孩悄悄话 ，Welcome。
Hello。
All right。Hey guys, okay, so before I give pass the mic to Fish, I want to quickly introduce you guys. 我们正大女孩悄悄话呢，大家可能知道，诶，台上怎么这么多人？通常呢 ,podcast 的节目呢，通常都是一个人或两个人。那个就是很孤独的做节目，有没有？然后呢，我们通勤学英语呢，其实有 John 老师，还有 Angel 老师啊，还有 Paddy， 然后我们三个其实就比较不会孤单。可是多数的 podcast 其实是很孤单的，走这个路是旅程是很孤单的，因为呢，同伴呢通常很难再调时间录音。我跟 Angel 老师有时候就很难调时间录音了。OK， 所以今天呢，我们现在呢就来把 My Pass 给我们的 Fish 说应该他要来介绍这个节目，那我们请 Fish 先来介绍，然后之后我们再请呢其他的团员来一起聊聊做 podcast 的一些体验。 Let's welcome Fish.
Hi
Fish, so please do tell us what is your podcast called and why.
Okay, 我就用中文介绍好了。
Go ahead.
清楚一点。
Not a problem.
就是我们节目给人感觉是其实是天南地北的聊，然后会各种聊，但是我们一直围绕着一个主轴，就是我们希望可以带大家一起回到像大学期间吃宵夜的那个状态，所以就会像刚刚提到的，就是其实整个我们三个一起录音就会很闹哄哄的感觉，就是非常的闹，然后非常好笑。
OK，
然后像因为我们三个一起录音，其实会有不同的个性碰撞在一起，所以会跑出一些很荒谬或是很有趣的故事跟想法。像是小泽，他就是一个很会问问题的人，那我觉得他小时候应该就是常常举手问老师问题，问到老师生气的那一种。那杂草的话，他就是论点都很特别，所以他会提出一些可能一般人没有想到的论点，那这也是我们听众很爱听的部分。
Okay.
那我就是女性担当，因为他们两个太直男了，所以需要我综合一下，这样才不会得罪太多人。所以我们三个加在一起，就是可能有些人上班很想睡，可是他听一听，他反而不会想睡，还会笑出来，就是很像在 吃宵夜的那个时光这样子。
Okay. 嗯
，OK。So are you guys classmates to start off? Because your podcast name is 正大女孩 but here、oh. it's like two guys and a girl. So why not 正大 two guys and a girl?
大潮，
大潮，
你要不要
讲好了？
讲一下。
就是因为当时我们在，就是当时我们在取名字的时候啊，然后我们想说那时候我女儿在念政大，那我们想要取一个吸引人家可以进来的名字，然后我们就想说，如果叫做，因为我跟小哲是念中山的，那如果我们叫中山大直男大神功的话，可能就没有人要进来了，所以我们就想说用这个名字来吸引一些图谋美色的人进来，这样。
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, 而且我们第一代的照片只有文宇一个人而已。
So who started the podcast for real? Who started? Who initiated this podcast? Is it Fish or is it you?
I would say 小哲。
Okay.
小哲 yes.
Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That is, yeah. 我好，我讲一下，我讲一下。
好。
就是我们那时候其实是在疫情期间开始创立这个 podcast。
OK，
那时候我们就是那时候我还是大学生，刚毕业，所以在家很闲。
Uh-huh.
然后我就找我的大学好友，因为我们其实是社团认识的，我们是热舞社
啊。Oh.
然后我就找，对我就找他们两个一起来做一点有趣的事情。
Dance club, very nice.
Yeah, dance club.
Yeah.
So what kind of dance can you guys do? Are you still dancing now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are locker.
The
dance style is locking.
Oh, locking.
Locker is the... yeah.
Very
it's
nice.
It's an old school style.
No, no. Locking is cool. Locking and popping is very cool. What about Fish? Is she also part of your dance club?
Yeah, yeah. I'm also a member.
So you're also a locker.
Yeah, I'm locker.
Cool.
Email locker.
So technically the podcast name could be 正大 locker 悄悄话, right?
Oh,
because you
maybe
you guys, yeah, you got dance element. Yeah, 中山 locker. Yeah, there we go. Okay. No, because I was wondering what is the connection with 正大, right? The university and then girl and then like 悄悄话 is more like. Talk in private? Is it like a woman's talk? Is it men's talk? What kind of talk is it? How would you guys define your talk? Is it like more roommate talk?
我会觉得比较像是朋友之间讲干话的那种，就是talk shit 这样子。
Talk shit, yeah.
Shoot the breeze. Okay. Trash talk the elders and the teachers. Okay. Very nice. All right.So how long have you guys ran the podcast?
We have been running this podcast about maybe 1 year.
Almost 2 years, I think.
Almost 2 years. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. It's not easy. Yeah. Here you go.
Yeah, it's very not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. Okay. So how do you guys get together and record? I think that's a question for me.
Yeah,
yeah, and that is because when you and Funky Grace 杂草
yeah 杂草
work in Taipei and I'm working in Kaohsiung, so we get together to recording about once a month.
Once a month, so you come all the way to Taipei just for the two of them to record.
Yeah, and maybe
do they pay you? Do they compensate you? At least take you out to dinner or something.
Yeah.Sometimes they pay me to go to Taipei.
Wow.
Because,
okay,
yeah,
good,
yes.
Good, good. They should.
They
are
my family.
Very nice. Yes. When they pay you, they are family, right?
Yeah. If they don't pay me, maybe I just can record on my computer.
Very nice. Okay. So this question is for Fish, because since Fish is like sort of the center lead here,so Fish, which episode would you say is the most memorable for you? 哪一集是你最有印象然后记忆最深刻的？
我觉得我现在很喜欢每一集跟其他频道互动的，就是合作的，我都蛮喜欢的。
So there's this show that you guys do that you feature other podcasts.
Yeah.
Very nice.
但如果要挑一集的话 私心很喜欢圣诞节那一集，就是
The recent
串联活动
The recent Christmas episode。
对，因为其实是可以去抽到其他 podcaster 他们的题目，然后我会觉得还蛮有创意的。然后那时候我们三个一起录，加上之前我出国的时候有请的一个代班主持人，就是四个一起录，所以整集聊下来其实就也很多火花，很好笑。然后我自己也蛮喜欢这一集的。对，
Very nice. Okay, so this is the recent Christmas episode that you guys can go and check out. 就是我们通勤家族如果有兴趣呢，再涉略一些其他台湾有趣的这个 podcast 呢，如果喜欢闲聊类的，对不对？然后又是那种喜欢热闹的，就很适合去听正大女孩悄悄话的这个 Christmas episode。Right. 那我下个问题就问来每个让杂草跟那个小泽都有讲到话。那杂草你自己觉得你们现在录到现在最困难的点是什么？
最困难点我想跟江老师刚讲的一样，就是录音的时间。对。因为我们三个就是要凑在一起就是有点困难。对，因为小泽在别的城市这样。然后所以我们就可能一段时间才录一次音，那我们就要瞧这个时间这样。
你有没有想过要把小泽就是拉到台北来工作，这样会比较简单？
我以为是你有没有想过要把小泽踢掉？
没有，刚刚你说他是你说他们是 family， 我就不好意思在这边挑拨离间。Like that's not nice。这个私下我会再问 Fish， 就是说是不是考虑把它踢掉？
Okay, okay.
对，我有更好的人选，下次可以介绍你们这样。No， I'm kidding。就是说
，OK，
因为小泽住这么远嘛，他通常都会觉得说，你们有两票嘛，在台北，那小泽就 automatically you would want him to come and work in Taipei， like 我就介绍你哦，104帮你推，然后 Headhunter 帮你介绍这样。Why don't you guys do that？
也我没有想过啊，但是目前小泽工作好像也还算稳定。
OK，
所以就
所以、so、he's happy， he's happy in 高雄。
Maybe maybe， 我只能就是因为我们的频道的剪辑都是我在负责，我只能靠剪辑来就是增加我在这个频道的地位，
okay.
不然很容易就被踢出去。
OK，
对对对
，OK， I got it， I got it。So the next question is for 小泽，那就要问小泽后置的问题了。
Yeah.
就是后置正大女孩悄悄话里面的难处是哪里？谁最难 edit？ 谁最难去卡掉？或者是就是你知道吗？有时候因为后置我教老师是自己做后置，所以呢，我就会有我一个 big picture， 就是我通常在前置后置都是我嘛，所以我会有一个 big picture， 我就是想说，今天的这一集应该要怎么样呈现，然后后置出来呢，就是我会往那个方向去修。可是呢，你现在等于你是有最后主导权吗？还是要听其他两位的，然后你才去做后置呢？
基本上我是有主导权的，所以我就会把我讲特别不好笑的地方都先删掉。
对、
不是别人讲，不是别人讲的太多话，然后把它砍掉这样子，然后这样让三个人都有比例的讲话是吗？
我的那个方法就是，我先把我不好笑的地方删掉，然后接下来我想分享一个有趣的，就是呢，因为我们频道常常会跟人家 fit， 就是会跟人家合作
，sure，
然后每次跟帅哥合作的时候，我们的 fish 就会笑声非常的假掰。
哪有？
对，所以我在剪辑中，我就会故意把那个假掰的笑声一直重复出现， uh-huh. 就是我不会把它剪掉这样子。
Oh, got it.
对
，Okay, you want to highlight that?
Show, yeah, I want to show every audience about Fish smile.
Okay, very nice. Okay, got it. So, do you have an episode in mind? 有没有哪一集的来宾让你记得就是 Fish 那一集花枝乱窜的
？OK，、oh. we recently invite a 心理咨商师。
OK， you invited a psychologist.
Yes,
also a podcaster or just a psychologist friend of yours.
He is also a podcaster.
Which one?
Yes,
which podcaster?
一个是那个阿友阿姨。
对对，他有一个叫做阿友阿姨麦哥共。
阿友阿姨 ，OK，OK，
阿友麦克坤
里面的阿友麦克坤的里面的一个主持人
，Got it，Got it，And
his voice is very，very nice, very listen is very handsome, like a handsome guy.
Okay. Did you record together in one room or did you record remotely?
We record remotely.
Okay. So you can only tell by voice, right? So
yeah.
Handsome guy, so, by voice. Very nice.
Yeah, when I cut our recording,
yeah.
I just think fish is not like the fish who I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Extra special fish.
Yes,
yeah, it's a special fish.
I'm shocked. I'm very shocked.
Okay. You can hear her enthusiasm and her passion through the microphone.
I don't know these people. 她非常的文雅。
Okay.
然后笑声也非常的文静，就是那种气质笑，然后让我很不习惯这样。
Okay, got it. Got it, got it. So which episode is this? Is this also very recent?
Very recent.
Very recent.
大概前两三个礼拜这样。
Episode 76, okay.
Yeah, 76.
Fish, still remember this episode, good.
Yeah, maybe he listened for several times.
Oh, yeah. She can listen. Not sure if she's listening to herself or listening to the guest speaker, you know?
Maybe the guest.
It is impressive.
Very nice, very nice. Okay. 所以呢，到这边呢，我们正大女孩悄悄话呢，有杂草，有文鱼 fish， 然后还有这个我们小泽三位好朋友呢，就录这个节目，录了就是快两年了哦。然后其实要两年真的是不简单啊，尤其是长距离的这种 partnership， 其实更不简单。所以呢，我们通勤家族如果有兴趣呢，去延伸到别的其他 podcast 呢，就可以搜寻在你的 podcast player 里面。你的 podcast 播放器里面呢，搜寻正大或正大女孩，就可能正大女孩悄悄话就跑出来了，这样子可以去听看看。好，然后他们呢，最近呢有比较有趣的 episode， 就是 Christmas episode and episode 76， 都给大家可以去听看看。Fish 是不是有一个 before after 那样子，大家可以去认真听看看哈。对，那小泽就我们就祝小泽加油这样子，因为他后置担当，所以就通常都比较辛苦这样子。然后我们也 wish 这个 Fish 也是多加油，因为当女性担当也不容易，因为像我们 Angel 老师就知道多辛苦。
真的，加油，真的。
对对对对，Angel 老师有时不时就让我们飘走这样子，他也不会拉这个风筝的，我们就飘走。
对的。
对，所以呢，那还有我们的这个杂草呢。欸，说听起来像杂，就是说名字虽然像杂草啦，可是感觉是都是幕后推使一些事情发生的齁。所以要有这种朋友也不简单。那我们就祝大家就 podcast 大成功。然后呢，大家可以我们通勤家族呢就可以去听看看正大女孩悄悄话咯。好的，谢谢我们杂草 fish 跟我们小泽。Thank you for coming, you guys. And remember to check their podcast out.All right， 所以在我们进入我们直播节目的之间呢，欸，大家可以看看哦，在我们的 pinned link 里面，就是置顶连结里面呢，我有把他们的那个 cover， 就是封面呢，去贴上去，然后还有一个简介，然后还有底下有连结哦，大家可以喜欢的话就直接去点他们的连结去订阅。OK， 谢谢三位的参加。那如果今天晚上呢有空，就欢迎三位继续待着来跟我们聊一下。今天晚上的练习一下英文了齁。
好，
谢谢。
谢谢大家。
Alright.
Thank you.
Alright, thanks for coming, you guys. Now, moving on. And, let me quickly say hello. Tina, Regina, Charlie, Dorothy, Melid, Pigeon, YJ, Young, Ashley, Hey You, and Woo. Yes. Ethan, Feifei. Good to see you guys. So, let's get to the program. Yeah. So tonight we're going to be talking about proverbs and idioms for the new year. Angel 老师，新的一年， right? It's the brand new year.
Brand new start.
We're not into new year resolutions because that's for old people.
That's for old people?
That's for old people.
Okay. Yes.
New year's resolutions, right? In Taiwan, we're all about efficiency.
Efficiency.
Efficiency. Yes.So, new year, new style, new everything. We need a change right? Resolution is not about a change, it's about a goal.
It's about a goal, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. For the following year. But we need a change. If you can change now, then you've done, right? You're done, you've met your goal.
Ah, right, I got your
meaning. We're all about efficiency. 马上做改变就马上达到目标了，对不对？
目标，嗯。
Do something you can do now. So that's what we're going to be talking about for the new year, okay? A fresh start.
Start.
Yes, a fresh start. So the first idiom and the proverb I want to share is turning over a new leaf, or we can say turn over a new leaf.
Turn over a new leaf.
Yes, so old leaf before, new leaf now.Is it leaf? This leaf, is it leaf from trees or is it leaf from the book? What do you think?
Should be a leaf from the book?
Yes, a leaf from
so
the book.
They can turn it.
Yes. So please leaf over. That means turn the page. Leaf over, right? So turning over a new leaf, meaning turning over a new page. Mm-hmm.Right, so this leaf is Old English for a leaf or leaflet. That means the page, a piece of paper. All right, so meaning to start behaving in a better or different way or to change your way. Turning over a new leaf usually means I think the old way is terrible, so I want a new way. So I'm changing my old way. Okay.So, Miss Angel, what would be something you want to change for the year? Something that's bad, you want to chuck it, leave it last year, and you want to move on with something new?
Maybe the lifestyle, work-life balance.
There we go. So usually most people would talk about habits, right? Leave right. the bad habits in last year. 所以去年呢就一直吃一直吃一直吃 a lot of eating, right? This year, no, cut the bad habit, right?今年就不要一直吃了，就一直喝。
Oh, okay. That's also kind of turning a new leaf.
Turning, that's not helping at all. Okay, but you get the point, Miss Angel. 所以大家都可以懂说，哎，有些通常我们讲到习惯就是 turning over a new leaf. Or, I did something bad last year. For example, my score. 很多在学生的时候就是 my score was terrible. I didn't really pay attention in class. So I'm turning over a new leaf this year. That means I'm going to focus in class. Okay. So technically, whatever before you don't like, you leave it there. And then you turn over a new page or a new leaf. Okay. So the example sentence, Miss Angel, please take it away.
I've decided to turn over a new leaf this year and do a lot more exercise. So I'm starting tomorrow.
There we go. So to turn over a new leaf today. Do it now. Okay. Don't think about the goal for the whole year. Think about doing it now. If you can do it now, you win. What do you think?
Right.
See? Very efficient. Yeah. New Year resolutions are for babies. That's baby cakes.
That's baby. Okay, I got it. So we need to have the actions right away.
Yes, take action. Take action now. 15minutes.today is all about the dot today. Do it now. Do it today. Do the 15 minutes of speaking, listening, and reading, writing right now. Do it today. Don't do it tomorrow. Okay. 所以我们是很行动派的哦，就是我们也鼓励大家，就是不管你英文的 output, 你在应用英文上面呢就15分钟给自己一个15分钟你就尽量的尽情的去使用它 That's all you need Start today That's all Okay, turn over new leaf today Now the next proverb idiom is A change is as good as a rest A change is as good as a rest 所以之前呢我们有一些 idiom 或 proverb 都是说诶休息是为了走更长远的路对不对
Right.
But here, I think this one is pretty good. I like this one. A change is as good as a rest. Sometimes you don't need to rest. We overrate. Rest is overrated.
We don't need to rest?
Well, technically, it's energy that makes you sad, makes you like drag feet.有时候这个能量呢跟你有没有身体有没有休息没有关系的。你休息下去可能就没办法启动了。
cannot reboot yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You lose that momentum. But change will revitalize your energy. 所以像我们做 podcast, 有时候做累了，对不对？我们就会说啊，想停更怎么样的。But once you start resting, you stop and you never get back on a horse again.
Oh, I know a couple of the podcasters like that.
Well, you know, like exactly. I had my days when I was dragging feet, right? Mm. But a change of scene, a change of pace, 就是换一个步调，换一个环境，可能 is as good as a rest.So rest is overrated, see? 所以你一休息下去你起不来了嘛。
就是你要改变一下方式。
Just change it up, as we say. Just change it up. If you're tired of your lifestyle, change it up. Do something fun. Do something different. You will find rest in the change. You will find that change to recharge you.
Wow.
Okay.But of course, in this proverb, we will probably most likely use it to explain situations where you just change jobs as opposed to, you know, quitting and taking a gap year. Okay. So a change of jobs can be just as relaxing as having a rest. 所以你对你的工作倦怠了以后呢，你可能换个工作，你可能就倦怠感就不见了。你不需要休息的。Okay. So the example sentence?
He seems so much happier since he started his new job. A change is as good as a rest, as they say.
There we go. So he seems happier. Okay, that one for Xiaozi, right? In Kaohsiung. Whenever he's not happy, he can come to Taipei.
Come to Taipei. Welcome.
Yes, be a full-time podcaster, you know? That could be his new career. A change is as good as a rest.Right.
Well, actually, I never thought of this one. A change is good as a rest.
It's nice, huh? I like this one.
I always thought that people need rest in some ways.
But, I mean, if you think about rest as in physically rest, if you get 6 to 8 hours of sleep, you're sort of rested. But the problem is sometimes you don't feel rested. You're mentally drained.
Your mindset
hasn't
changed.
So you need to change your mind. You need to change your environment. You need to change people around you. The many ways you can change.
Change your comfort zone, maybe.
Yes. Yes.
That could be. Okay.
That could be it. Yes. All right. So the third one for tonight, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Meaning you can't achieve anything if you don't take risks. Nothing ventured. Ventured, 为什么是低呢? Venture means you do business, you take risk. You take a risk, okay? So you ventured, you have to try it. Nothing gained. So if you don't try something, you don't gain anything. Right. So don't we know another idiom that's very similar?
Another idiom.
Yeah. Start with no. No
pain.
No.
No. Okay.
Yes. So no pain, no gain, right?
No
pain, but the key word lies on the pain. So if it's not difficult, then you don't learn anything. You don't get anything. So the word pain is a little harsh.Here, this one, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So perhaps this refers to issues, risks, jobs, careers, business deals. You need to venture. Okay. But pain more for exercising, right? You need to feel the pain in your muscles. Then you're going to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That one is harsh.
Yes.And then, of course, a lot of people would apply it at work. It's like no pain, no gain. That means work is painful. Technically, some people don't think like that. But it's a venture. You have to try it. A lot of things at work, it's not for sure. You have to try. So nothing ventured, nothing gained. So 我觉得这个呢比较 applicable. This is actually a better one for use at work. No pain, no gain is more military, you know, gym, fitness type of thing.You got to feel the pain in your muscles. You got to feel the ache. You know, that's sort of the idea. Right.
Right.
Example sentence. Take it away, Angel.
I'm going to apply to the university and work hard on my exams to get there. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yes, you're going to try to apply to Stanford, even though you're not Stanford material. You're going to try.
It's not harm to try.
There's no
just
harm
go for it.
In trying. Mm-hmm. Yes, you go for it. You give it your all, and you will learn something from the experience. Okay. The next one. We want to, in the new year, this is a good idiom, to start with a clean slate. We want to start the new year with a clean slate. Right. So here, most people don't know what is clean slate. What is the issue with slate? Why is it not clean? Why is it not clean?
Mm. If it's a clean slate, that means
what is a slate?
Like a 石板.
Yes, yes. So a slate is, well, so we don't use it very much now today, unless you go to one of those steakhouses, right? They put your steak on
the slate.
Yeah, on a piece of rock, right? On a slab of rock. So it's a little flat rock. So now the slate refers to, long time ago, a slate is what you draw on in the olden days. You need a block, right? You need a block of rock, and you use other rocks to draw on this dark piece of rock. So with a clean slate, that means nothing drawn on it, nothing written on it. So it's clean. 就好像黑白抹。
白纸一样。
Yeah, 就白白白再抹白那种感觉。所以这 slate 是讲一个石板。
Okay. 就是一块没有用过的板子，
一块没有用过的板子。
新年开始，你可以在上面尽情的挥洒。
Yes,
slate.
Yes, but now here's the thing. 所以这个呢，这个板子呢，我们刚刚也可以用一个这种角度来说，就是start afresh, right? Start new. So this project, I'm sorry, we got to give it up. Let's start afresh. Let's start with a clean slate. Okay. So also, what a clean to start with a clean slate also means.There's another connotation. 有另外一个意思哦，隐喻就是什么呢？就是，要把过去的那些不好的事要斩断。
这一句也可以这么说。
Yeah, it's also you can also use it to hint at the fact that when I was in Kaohsiung, I was a bad boy, and now that I'm in Taipei, I'm gonna start with a clean slate.所以呢，我在高雄呢，我就是一个坏坏男，我就是一个痞子。那现在呢，我就要做乖乖。See, you can start with a clean slate. It also means giving up on the old ways or not connected to people in the past. There's many ways. So if you watch movies like The Godfather and I can't remember the Hollywood movie, the Indispensables or something. Anyways, so these cop movies, they always talk about a clean slate. 就是做过监狱的人啊，通常出来都想要改过自新，都是一个新的开始。So they always want, when they get out of jail, they will say, hey, you got to start with a clean slate. 就是把过往的事都斩断，都切割掉。Example sentence, take it away.
Last year, he had a lot of problems, so he is starting this year with a clean slate and positive attitude.
There we go. So last year, relationship problems, friendship problems, whatever problems, just let's start with a clean slate this year. That means I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to be connected to it. Let it go. Out. Okay, start with a clean slate. So it could be literal meaning clean your board.It's start with a clean board, or it could be disconnect from your past. All right, moving on to the last one of tonight. Out with the old and in with the new. Don't we like that?
We all like that, don't we?
we all like that, yes. That's what the Sogo anniversary sale is there for.
Yeah, Yeah, they're shouting out with the old and in with the new, please.
Yes. Gongxi, 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 nia, out with the old and in with the new. You see? There we go. There we go.
You got the rhyme.
Yes, there we go. You can turn it into a song. Oh, no, 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 no. They will think, you know, you want to get rid of them.
Oh.
Out, yeah, out with the old people and in with the new people. No.
In
with family. No, no. Not nice. Don't say that to grandpa. Yeah, you will get
Don't
in trouble.
Grandpa. Yeah.
Okay, so out with the old and in with the new. I think this explains itself very nicely, but it just means changing everything. So, you know, we're doing spring cleaning. So out with the old and in with the new. Spring cleaning. Right. Example sentence.
Shall we get rid of these cartons too? Yes, out with the old and in with the new.
We are changing everything anew. We are updating everything, refreshing everything. Out with the old and in with the new. Yes. All right. So I would say spring cleaning is coming up.
Spring cleaning.
If you haven't started, it's okay. I haven't started either. Because, you know, all my old stuff are pretty nice. And I can't afford new stuff, so I gotta
keep the old ones.
Yes, yeah, so out with the nice ones and in with the nice ones.
Out with the nice one and in with the
yes. I gotta keep all of them. It's out with nothing and in with the nothing. Yes.
Are you sure you're gonna in with the nothing? Out with nothing, but in with the new one.
You know, it depends on your budget.
Right.
If you have enough budget, it's always out with the old and in with the new. But if you don't have enough budget, then it's always whatever. It's always out with nothing and in with everything, right? You just keep everything. Yes. Okay, so these are the five. Let's quickly recap. So the first one, turn over a new leaf. A new leaf meaning new page. A change is as good as a rest means instead of just slowing down, stopping, you should just change. All right. Nothing venture, nothing gained. Better version of no pain, no gain. Starting with a clean slate. Could be referring to starting fresh or not connected to how things were before. The last one, out with the old and in with the new. Yes, there we go. If you want to do spring cleaning, if you want to change everything, you go ahead. Out with the old and in with the new.
With the new.
Yes. So these are the five proverbs and idioms we want to share today related for this new year period. 在新年之前呢，这些 proverbs 谚语呢，还有我们惯用语呢，其实都非常非常有用的。 OK， 对，然后呢，怎么样用呢，就看着大家。 So let's move on to our open segment. Let's pass the mic to our 15 Minutes fam. So we welcome all the 15 Minutes fam and our podcaster friends, Ke Ning, Ruo Xian, Yan Bao, and Lao Xiongjing and Pei Qi to come and raise your hands and come and join us to practice English and using some of these proverbs and idioms for the new year. Right. Go ahead. Jim, yes, I see your hand. Go ahead. Let's see if we can have one or two more people. Come on,
don't be shy.
Liu, Kayla, okay, Guanqi, I said hi to you guys. Fiona, haven't seen you for a while. Yiping, hello. Okay, Kayla. Got Kayla here. Okie dokes. I don't see any more hands. Okay. All right. It's okay, Kuma. It's fine. No worries. Yes, you chill. Kuma just came back from Korea, by the way, so you should chill.
All right. I've he just seen came the back. Pictures.
You saw the pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You know, that's what everybody does. You know, you go to
a great time.
You go to the palace, the palace in Seoul, right? And then you have to dress up as the emperor.
And as emperor, yep.
Yes.
And then what's the palace called? Jingfu Gong, is it?
I was there, I don't care. just whatever palace. You know? Yes. A very nice palace, I have to say. I like it. Right. But still, I don't remember names like that. They don't have
Did
good
you
English.
That?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I was there and then I saw people playing, you know, some of the guards, they were dressed in their olden day style clothes. So that was nice. I took a few pictures. That was it.
But you were not in the pictures.
I don't need to. I don't need to. I don't look Korean. I look very odd. Yes. All right. So coming back. Yes. Jing Fu Gong. That's the name. Right. So we got Yen, Jim, Kayla, and Alex in the house. I want to say hello to Yen. Yen, go on ahead. How are you doing, Yen?
Hello.
Hi. Yes, Yen. So which proverbs and idioms do you like from tonight? What's your favorite?
My favorite, maybe a change is as good as the rest.
All right. So do you have a story for us or are you going to make sentences for us?
Yeah, I'll make some sentence.
Cool. Go ahead.
So this year I decided to turn over a new leaf and I think a change is as good as a rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I start to improve my Japanese. So I take a class.
Okay.
Yeah, with Japanese teacher.
Okay.
Nothing major, nothing grand.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you mean, you know, is that your learning attitude? You got to give it a try so you don't get it or anything. Even if Japanese is very hard for you, you want to try it. So nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah, because I take that class. The teacher is a Japanese and she can only speak Japanese.
He or she?
And she can only speak Japanese. And
she can only speak Japanese. Okay.
And English. But I try my best to speak Japanese with her.
Okay, very nice. That's it. So which part would be a change is as good as a rest? What did you change? You learned, what classes did you attend before? So you changed it to the Japanese class. Which classes did you attend before?
I don't attend any class before. It's a long time ago that Taiwanese teacher.
Yes.
Teach some simple Japanese.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Very nice. So turning a new leaf, you wanted to turn a new leaf and you feel, okay, a change is as good as a rest, but technically, in a way, you've been resting too long. You haven't attended any classes for a while. So this is more like turning a new leaf. And then now you are giving your 120% to try and use Japanese as much as you can. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yes.
Very nice. Okay. So are you planning to take any of the Japanese proficiency exams this year? Like the N1, 2, 3 exams?
N4, simple one, yeah.
Okay, so are you aiming for N3 for now? Okay, fantastic. So we will check you up on that. We will catch you up. And next time we catch up, we will ask you again, like, how's your preparations going? Okay?
Okay. Yeah, and I will take a TOEIC.
You're taking TOEIC?
This year.
Oh, do you have any idea when you would like to take TOEIC?
Maybe summer.
Okay.
Yeah,
you want to take it in summer?
Sure, no.
Okay, cool. Good luck with that. Great. Please do let us know. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Very nice. Moving on, we will go on. Oh, Alex just moved up the line. I don't know why. So we are off to Alex.
Hey.
Good evening, Alex. How are you?
And awesome.
Good. Very nice, Alex. Yes. So which idioms do you like and proverbs for tonight?
I want to use the turn over a new leaf.
Turn over a new leaf. Okay, go ahead. Shoot.
I've decided to turn over a new leaf this year. And I speak English to Warriors or to other classmates.
Very nice.
Starting
from now on. Very nice. Starting today.
Yes.
Very good. Nice. Turning over a new leaf. Fantastic stuff. And anything else, Alex?
And I want to say New Year.
Yes?
No else.
Nothing else? Is that it? Turning over a new leaf. Speaking more English this year. Starting today.
Yes.
Very nice. Good. You do that, Alex. Fantastic stuff. And thank you for joining us all the time. Thank you. We do see you and your effort. So you should be very proud of yourself. It's not easy to attend all the sessions, even for us. You know, for me, sometimes I'm dragging feet. All right. Moving on to Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Fantastic stuff, Jim. So which proverb or idiom is your favorite tonight? And are you going to tell us a story or are you going to make sentences for us?
I can tell you a story with cool. two phrases.
Nice.
One's a change is a school stressor. Mm-hmm. And another one is nothing mature, nothing gain.
Go ahead. Tell us the story.
Last year I was planning to change my job.
Yeah.
To get a new job.
Yes.
And I got a new opportunity to get into the high tech industry.
Yes.
Because I want to make more money. Mm. And everyone knows that high tech industry, the working hours is very long and the working stress is high.
Yes.
But if you want to make money, then you need to get into
it. Depends on how much you love money and how skilled you are, because I'm assuming you majored in the relevant engineering stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like me, even if I want to get into semiconductor industry or high tech, I won't mm-hmm. be able to get in, right?
Yeah, so I was like nothing major, nothing came.
So you gave it a try.
Yeah, I give it a try. Nice. And it turns out my colleague
yes.
is good and my boss is good. They are good people.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and yes.
And how's the working hours?
The working hours actually is normal, not that bad.
Wow. Okay, so you ventured, you tried, you took the risk, and then you found a good place.
Yes. Now I would say a change is as good as a risk.
Good job. Fantastic stuff. Yes. Congratulations. That's not easy. You. Yeah, that's not what I'm hearing from my friends. So good for you. Good for you. Yes. Very happy for you to hear that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Fantastic stuff. So, Jim, how often do you use English at work?
Every day, because I wrote email in English to my colleague inside my company and also email to cut it over the world, like America.
Yes. But speaking wise, how often do you have to speak English?
Speaking, not that much actually, but maybe I would say 8 hours per week.
Okay. A few hours, conference calls.
Yes.
Ah, I see. All right. Mm-hmm. Great job. So you still do, compared with other people, you still use more English than most people. Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good job. Yes. Thank you for joining us, Jim.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Glad to have you. And moving on to Kayla tonight. Good evening, Kayla.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I just like to share the my favorite one is
sure. Go ahead.
A change is a as good as a rest.
My favorite too. So why is this your favorite?
Because I just watched an YouTube channel, YouTube video,
mm-hmm.
and it's talking about the concentration span about for humans.
Yes.
And if we just doing one thing for too long, we getting our brain feel tired.
Yes.
And but if you just do the things for like half an hour or something, and then change to other subjects, and
mm-hmm.
change to other subjects.
Yes.
Your brain will like it's like refreshing.
Very nice.
Change the subject. Yes.
I believe we have been watching similar videos recently. Me too. I've seen this. So, well, I like this not because it's my favorite, but I mean, I do believe in the fact that everybody's attention spans are very short nowadays because of TikTok and Facebook and everything. But the change of pace and the change of scenes in your daily work do help you recharge. You know, it elevates the energy levels. So I'm more, with the videos that you've talked about, I've also touched on them, but I'm more focused on, you know, the management of energy, that type of area of videos.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah.
And also because I'm that kind of person, I'm easily getting bored.
You get bored very easily.
Yeah. So if everything is every day, everything is the same, it's you need to. It's like a little conflict in my brain. Like, ooh. Oh, so bored. I don't want to stay here.
But surely there is some things in your life that you would like to be like sort of routine or stable or consistent, right?
Yeah, but also maybe because I liked like the adventure. So also it's like another sentence you shared today,
mm-hmm.
right? That no adventured.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. That's another a motivation for me to have a change.
Mm. That's true. I think that goes for all of us. Sometimes, especially our work life, you know, the only way to become optimized and you know, to improve your efficiency is to keep a steady routine. And often that steady routine over time, it drains you from your energy. So you gotta, it depends on your type of work and also your lifestyle. So you got to give yourself the opportunity to venture into different things, right? Yeah. Take risks. And then also to change the scene or to change the pace to help you keep your motivation and your energy levels up.
Yeah.
So for sure. So Kayla, what kind of industry are you in?
I change a lot of jobs.
Okay.
I'm still looking for what I really want to do, but my background was design.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I still like it, but at the moment, it's a little bit challenging for me to find a job because I'm physically in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still practicing my English.
That's okay.
Another thing, I don't have enough confidence. That's why I'm here.
Which part of Australia are you in?
Melbourne.
Melbourne, very nice. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just applying jobs and waiting for the offer, but I didn't get any reply yet. So
you got to keep venturing. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I just find a job in the restaurant. Yeah. Because if you work in the restaurant, you can get some like cheaper food and something that's like...
That's very smart. Life. That's one way to get by. I think that's how people do it. I mean, that's how I would do it. So keep looking and make sure you get your LinkedIn, you know, like start getting aggressive with your LinkedIn.
Yes.
And connecting to people.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. So Kayla, keep us posted. Good luck. All right. The reason why I asked is because Petty, I think Petty was also in Melbourne for a period, and then he was also at Perth. I have to ask him. Yes.
I remember he was in Perth.
He was in Perth, right? And then he mentioned something about Melbourne as well. I got a bunch of friends in Brisbane, so, you know, can't help you there. A couple of friends in Sydney, people from South Africa who moved to Sydney and Brisbane, but that's about it. So anyway, I will keep us posted, Kayla. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Good to have you, Kayla. Yes, and we got Kuma. Kuma raised his hand. So I'm curious what Kuma has to say. Hello, Kuma. Kuma, are you there? Okay. He's experiencing technical glitches. It's okay, Kuma. Yes, he just came back today, I think. Or yesterday, maybe? Not sure. He was on vacation. No worries. Yes. So, guys, tonight, thank you very much, Yen, Alex, Jim, and Kayla. Big thanks to them, to our 15 Minutes fam, for joining us tonight and sharing all those nice stories. And it's always good to catch up with you guys. 今天晚上呢，我们讨论的是新年相关的惯用语还有谚语哦。 所以我们有 turn over a new leaf. A change is as good as a rest. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Start with a clean slate. And finally, out with the old and in with the new. 旧的不去,新的不来. Okay. 对, and that applies to so many things in your life. 然后今天晚上非常谢谢我们的正大女孩悄悄话来参加我们的podcaster time. And tonight, if you guys are joining us for the first time, 如果是我们这个才参加我们第一次的通勤家族的朋友呢, 欢迎可以订阅我们的通勤玄语 Podcast. 那每周呢, 我们有三个节目, 我们有每日跟读单元, 还有我们的 vocab 双人的这个主题聊天呢, 还有我们的周末的 15 Minutes Live Podcast, 会在 这个今天晚上的这个 session呢, 会稍作修剪呢, 在下周六做上架。 那这样子呢, 就让我们的所有的通勤家族呢, 能够一起复习, 一起学习, 这样子。 那欢迎大家 有空的时候呢, 周一晚上9点钟 来参加我们的 15 Minutes Live Podcast. 那我们下周一起再跟大家见面喽, 同样的时间, we will see you same time, same place next week. And over and out from John, and next to me is Angel.
Thank you guys for coming. See you next time.
Thank you for coming, and we will see you next week, same time, same place. Ciao, bye-bye.
Bye.